Good afternoon.
下午好.
The last five messages in the series have had titles which included the words living together.
最近五个讲到的标题，一起生活.
The first of these five messages was living together as the body of Christ.
第一讲是一起在基督的身里生活.
This is a truth which is important for every believer.
对于每一个信徒，这是一个很重要的真理.
Every new believer should learn this quickly.
每一个新的信徒都应该很快地学这一点.
We will only grow spiritually as we should when we do so together as true children of God and members of the body of Christ.
只有成为上帝的子女，成为基督的肢体，我们才会在灵性上成长.
But because we are still sinners, we sometimes may have conflict with other believers.
因为我们都还是罪人，所以我们有些时候会跟其他信徒有冲突.
We need to know how to resolve that conflict, or even better, avoid it.
我们需要知道如何解决这一类的冲突，更好的，如果我们避免这一类的冲突.
That was the topic of the last message.
这是我们上一次讲到的主题.
The continued presence of our sinful nature requires that we be on guard in many areas.
因为我们的罪还继续存在，所以在很多领域里面，我们必须要警惕.
We also need to remember that our lives also affect others.
我们还必须记住，我们的生活也会影响其他的人.
I wanted to remind ourselves of that in the title of this message, Living Together in Purity.
今天我用在圣洁里共同生活这个标题来提醒我们每一个人.
There are two areas of our lives in which we particularly must battle for purity.
有两个领域我们必须战斗在圣洁里面生活.
The first area is our speech.
第一个领域是我们的语言.
The second area is sexual purity.
第二个领域是纯
Our speech, as well as a general introduction to purity, is the topic of today's message.
今天我们的讲道是关于我们的语言以及圣洁.
And we will look at sexual purity in the next message.
下一次的讲道我们将会讨论性的纯洁.
Purity is a word that is not used much today in our culture when we refer to people.
今天我们不怎么用纯洁这个字来形容一个人.
We do use it for other things.
我们用纯洁这个形容词来形容.
We may talk about water purity.
我们可能会讨论水的纯度.
People want to be sure that our drinking water is pure.
我们要确保我们喝的水是纯洁的.
Scientists talk about pure substances.
科学家们讨论纯物质.
People in this region who work in the pharmaceutical and chemical industries are concerned about both types of purity.
在巴塞这一区，在搞化学工业的专业人士，他们关注的是水和物质的纯度.
This usage of the word purity gives us an idea what it means concerning people.
我们如果用纯度来描述事物， 这给我们带来一个理念，知道这意味着什么。当我们用它来形容人的时候，
To be pure means that there is nothing present which should not be there.
纯洁就只是保留应该保留的。
In simple terms, there's no dirt in our lives.
换句话说，在我们的生活里面没有污秽。
Purity is roughly the same as cleanness.
纯洁和干净是大致相同的。
To be pure is to be clean.
要纯洁就得干净.
But purity implies a cleanness throughout and not just outwardly.
但是纯洁意味着从里到外的干净，不仅仅是表面的干净.
When we talk about purity in people, we mean moral cleanness and not physical cleanness.
当我们说一个人是纯洁的，我们的意思是说他是在道德方面的清白。 不仅仅是身体的干净。
The Bible uses these same terms in the same sense.
圣经用圣洁就是这个意义。
Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4 says, Who may ascend the hill of the Lord?
诗篇第二十四章第三到第四节说
Who may stand in his holy place?
谁能登耶和华的山就能站在他的圣所。
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false.
就是心洁心清，不向虚妄，岂是不怀秽杂的人。
Clean hands does not refer to physical cleanliness.
手洁并不指可以用肥皂洗干净的清洁。
It means that one's actions are right.
这意味着一个人的行为是正确的。
Clean is parallel in thought to pure.
守节在这里是指圣节。
A pure heart refers to thoughts and motives that are right before God.
纯洁的心是指思想和动机在上帝面前是正确的。
He wants our outward actions and our inward thoughts to be right in his sight.
神要求我们的外在行为和我们内在的思想是正确的。
The core issue of purity concerns your heart.
圣洁的核心问题牵涉到你的心。
What comes out of your heart makes you unclean.
你的心思让你不干净。
Evil actions and evil thoughts makes us unclean.
邪恶的行动、行为和邪恶的想法使我们不干净。
And the source of these is our heart.
这些都来源于我们的心。
In Psalm 24, verse 4, clean hands represented our actions.
在诗篇第二十四章第四节，手洁指的是我们的行为。
Our heart is the source of those actions as well as our thoughts.
我们的心是我们行为的泉源，也是我们思想的泉源。
Our heart refers to the very center of a person's being.
一个人的中心是他的心。
The Pharisees were Jewish religious leaders in Jesus' day.
法利赛人是耶稣时代犹太人的宗教领袖。
They made a crucial mistake in this area.
他们在这方面做了一个很大的错误。
They emphasized ritual cleanliness.
他们强调用礼仪来达到守洁心清。
They neglected purity of heart.
他们忽略了心境。
They thought that physical rituals kept a person clean before God.
他们以为在神的面前能够通过礼仪来达到纯洁。
Jesus corrected their thinking in Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23.
在马可福音第七章二十到二十三节，耶稣纠正他们的思想。
In the earlier verses of the chapter, we read how the disciples of Jesus ate without the ritual cleansing of their hands.
在前面几章经文，我们读到耶稣的门徒在用餐前没有做洗手的仪式。
The Pharisees complained that they were not following the traditions.
法利赛人抱怨耶稣的门徒不继承传统。
Jesus rebuked them for their hypocrisy.
耶稣责备他们是虚伪的。
But then he explained to the crowd that what comes out of a person makes them unclean.
随后耶稣向群众解释说，内心深处使他们不心清守洁。
It is not what they eat.
不是他们吃的东西。
Later the disciples asked what Jesus had meant.
后来门徒问耶稣，你到底要说什么？
And he answered that in verses 20 to 23 of Mark 7.
他在二十章到二十三章回答说，
Can you read that verse?
一个人的纯洁源于人的心灵，因为从人的内心有邪念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、伪杂、淫荡、嫉妒、诽谤、骄傲、狂妄。
If all these evils come from inside and make a...
You can continue this faith. All these evils.
Come from inside and make a man unclean.
Yeah. 这一切的恶都是从内心深处来的，使一个人的心不洁净。
Being clean or pure involves keeping our actions clean and keeping our hearts clean.
我们要纯洁就得保持我们的行为清白，保持我们的心一尘不染。
Keeping our hearts clean or pure is especially important because the heart is the source of our actions.
保持我们的心一尘不染是特别重要的，因为心是我们行为的源头。
Now God does a major job in cleaning our hearts when we come to Him through Jesus.
当我们借着耶稣来到神的面前，上帝在洗净我们的心灵上做了重要的工作。
Jesus died on the cross to make it possible for our sins to be forgiven and our hearts cleansed.
耶稣死在十字架上，使我们有能力为我们的罪被赦免，我们的心灵被洗净。
We read about this in Titus chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
我们在提多书第三章五到六节读到这一点。
God saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy.
提多书第三章第五到第六节说，上帝便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着众生的喜和圣灵的更新。第六节说，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主后。
But we still sin, and when we sin, He is always ready to forgive and cleanse us.
但是我们仍然犯罪，而每当我们重新犯罪，上帝总是愿意再次赦免和再次的洗净我们。
1 John 1:9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us or cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书第一章第九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God has cleansed us and will cleanse us so that we are pure.
神洗净了我们，还会再洗净我们，使我们圣洁。
But He wants us to avoid getting dirty.
但是他要我们避免不洁。
This was in the instructions which we read in Ephesians 5:1-16 this afternoon.
在以弗所书第五章第三节。
Among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity.
至于淫乱并一切的污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。
The Apostle Paul then goes on in that chapter to explain more what that means.
使徒保罗继续在这一章解释含义何在。
It's important to ask ourselves, how do we keep ourselves pure?
很重要的一点，我们必须问自己，我们如何保持自己圣洁？
How do I keep myself and help others remain pure?
我们如何自己保持圣洁，同时帮助其他人保持圣洁？
The first step in keeping ourselves, myself and others pure is to guard what goes into my heart.
在保持自己和他人的圣洁，第一步要守卫自己的心，不让任何不良的意念进入我们的心。
How do things get into our hearts?
意念是怎么样进到我们的心呢？
How do they get into our minds and our very souls?
意念是怎么样进到我们的心灵和灵魂呢？
Entrance to our hearts come through our senses, primarily our eyes and ears.
通过我们的感官，眼睛跟耳朵，进入我们的心。
Jesus gave a curious analogy in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 to 23.
耶稣给了一个很奇怪的比喻，在马太福音第六章二十二到二十三节。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若了亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
Our eyes show that we desire what we desire and influence what we desire.
我们的眼睛显示我们渴望的，并影响我们想望的。
In the ancient Middle East, an evil eye referred to someone who was full of greed.
在古代中东，邪眼是用来形容充满贪婪的人，看了就要。
To have a good eye is not to look at things to desire them, but to be generous.
两眼只看不要，无欲则刚。
If we look to fulfill sinful desires, we fill our hearts yet more with sinful thoughts.
如果我们看的都是为了满足私欲，我们的心将被罪恶的意念填补。
The connection between our heart and our eyes is seen in Proverbs 23, verse 26.
在箴言第23章26节说到这点。
My son, give me your heart and keep your, and let your eyes keep to my ways.
我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼睛也要喜悦我的道路。
Our ears also allow input into our hearts.
我们的耳朵也是我们心的一个入口处。
We need to be careful of what we listen to.
我们必须要小心，关注耳朵听的，要有选择性的听。
Like our eyes, what we choose to listen to shows our character and influences our character.
就像我们的眼睛，我们选择听什么显示我们的性格，我们选择听什么也会影响我们的性格。
Proverbs 26 verse 22 says, The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts.
箴言第26章22节说，传舌人的语言如同美食，深入人的心腹。
I'm sure that you've experienced this.
我非常肯定你们都经历过这些。
You have heard something about someone else, and then you cannot forget it.
你听过一些关于别人的留言，你忘不了。
Proverbs 17:4 says, A wicked man listens to evil lips. A liar pays attention to a malicious tongue.
箴言第十七章四节说，行恶的留心听奸诈之言，说谎的侧耳听邪恶之语。
This points to the fact that our character is revealed in what we choose to listen to.
这指向一个事实，就是我们想听的流露出我们的性格。
We'll see further examples as we look at the specific challenges to purity.
接着下来，我们将使用更多的例子。
They will illustrate further how important our eyes and ears are.
接着下来，我们将用更多的例子来讨论关于圣洁特殊的挑战。这些例子将展示我们的眼睛和耳朵有多重要。
The second step in keeping ourselves, myself and others pure, is to guard my actions.
我们如何保持自己的圣洁，帮助他人保持圣洁的第二步是守护我们的行为。
I must control what I say and what I do.
我们必须控制我们的自己的一言一语，我们必须控制自己的一举一动。
It affects me and it affects others.
这会影响我们自己，也会影响其他人。
It affects me because, according to what Jesus said, what comes out of my heart makes me unclean.
它影响到我，因为耶稣说，我的心思让我不洁净。
It affects others because what I say and do may cause them to sin.
我的语言，我的行动会影响其他人，因为我所说的话，我所做的事会导致其他人犯罪。
And this, in turn, should really concern me.
所以我们必须注意我们所说的跟我们所做的。
Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come.
耶稣对他的门徒说，绊倒的人是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。在路加福音十七章第一节。
We are called to grow together into Christ.
我们被蒙召一直在基督里成长。
It's not just about me.
这不仅仅是关于我个人的事。
I must be concerned about my fellow believers as well.
这也影响到其他的信徒，所以我要关注。
God wants me to be concerned about them.
上帝要我关注其他的信徒。
I must control what I do and say for my sake and for theirs.
因为其他信徒，我必须控制我的一言语，我的一举一动。
God exhorts us in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament to be pure in our speech and to be sexually pure.
神告诫我们在旧约和在新约里，在我们的语言跟我们的性关系里以圣洁为事。
Paul mentions in Ephesians a number of areas in which we must guard our speech.
保罗在以弗所书多次提到，我们必须捍卫我们的言语。
In chapter 4, he wrote saying that the believer should put off lying and be a truth teller.
在以弗所书第四章第十五节，他说，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，怜悯元首基督。
This is probably the most obvious area of speech to guard.
这一段话可能是捍卫语言最明显的注释。
God is truth.
神是真理。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Our spiritual armor includes the belt of truth, Ephesians 6:14.
以弗所书第六章十四节说，所以要站稳了。用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Lying is totally contrary to the character of God.
说谎是完全违背上帝的品格。
Satan, however, is a liar and the father of lies.
在约翰第八章第四十四节，你们都出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲。你们偏要行，他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因为他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎人之人的父。
You read that whole verse. Lying is contrary to the character we should display.
我们不应该说谎。
We would not be pure if we lied.
我们不圣洁如果我们说谎。
Untruth would be mixed in us, and untruth does not belong in a child of God.
说谎就是不真实，上帝的儿子没有不真实。
Lying is certainly a personal problem.
说谎肯定是个人的问题。
If truth is part of our spiritual armor, then lying robs us of some of the spiritual protection we should have against the attacks of Satan.
如果真相是我们精神盔甲的一部分，那么说谎就夺取了这盔甲的保障。这个保障是用来保护我们来自撒旦的攻击。
But lying is more than just a personal problem.
但是说谎不仅仅是个人的问题。
Paul said, Each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
保罗说，你们每一个人都要弃舍谎言，真实的向你们的邻居说话，因为我们都是属于同一个肢体。
We need to be pure in our speech for the benefit of others.
为了他人的利益，我们必须说真话。
Lying can be a great temptation for many.
对许多人而言，说谎可能是一个很大的诱惑。
For some, it has become a habit.
对其中一些人，说谎可能已经成为一种习惯。
Some lie to cover something that shames them.
有些人用谎言来遮盖丑事。
Others are very concerned about telling another person what they think that person wants to hear.
有些人说话不说真话，只说对方想听的话，只回答对方想听的答案，不好意思，怕丢脸。
As a result, they do not give an honest answer.
结果是他们不给一个诚实的答案。
They lie.
他们撒谎。
There is a temptation to lie in order to avoid difficult situations.
为了避免困难的情况，说谎便成为一种诱惑。
Your spouse asks you if something is wrong.
你的配偶可能问你有事吗？
He or she has sensed that something is wrong.
因为他可能意识到有事。
But you don't want to talk about it.
但是你不想讨论。
And so we say, there's nothing wrong.
所以你说没事。
If we do that, we've lied.
如果你们这么说，那么你们就撒了谎。
Other lies are more subtle.
有些谎言是比较微妙的。
We don't actually speak the lie.
我们不说谎言。
But is it right when we let another person assume something that's not true?
但是我们话只说一半，另外一半我们让对方猜。我们设法使他猜到，使他得到一个错误的结论。
When we purposefully lead a person to a wrong conclusion, we have essentially lied.
如果我们是刻意的想让对方得到一个错误的结论，我们其实基本上就是撒了谎。
To be pure in speech, we must tell the truth.
在语言上要圣洁，我们必须要把真相说出来。
In Ephesians 4, verse 29, Paul wrote a broader and perhaps more challenging command.
在以弗所书第四章第二十九节，保罗写了一个比较广义的定义。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
污秽的语言一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听人的得益处。
This fits clearly into our theme of living together in purity.
这显然符合我们的主题，在圣洁里一起生活。
In a literal sense, unwholesome can mean spoiled or rotten.
在字面的意义上，腐败的可能意味着坏的、损坏的、腐烂的。
We don't want rotten food in our mouths.
我们不想吃腐烂的食物。
We should not want rotten words coming out of our mouths either.
我们也不应该说污秽的话。
We certainly wouldn't feel clean if we bit off a piece of apple and saw a rotten core with half a worm left in it.
如果我们咬了一口苹果，看见腐烂的果肉，看到一只蠕虫掉在我们的手里，我们肯定不会感到干净。
But the unwholesome nature of what people say does not only concern themselves, as the verse goes on to show.
污秽的语言、腐败的话不但影响说话的人，接下来的经文会指示这一点。
Look at the second part of verse 29.
让我们看看第二部分的经文。
We are to speak that which is helpful for building others up.
我们应该说帮助别人成长的话，善良的话。
Rotten words go into the ears and into the heart of the other person.
污秽的语言入耳入心。
Those rotten words make them sick and tear them down.
污秽的话让人生病，而且让人毁灭。
Instead, we are to speak good, helpful words that build them up.
我们应该说好话，能够帮助别人成长的话。
The wise person does not hurt others with his words, but helps them.
智者不会用语言去伤害别人，也不会，而会用他的话来帮助别人。
Proverbs 12:18 says, "The tongue of the wise brings healing."
箴言第十二章十八节说，说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头，却为医人的良药。
Sometimes people, and especially husbands and wives, just don't talk.
有些时候夫妻因为矛盾而不说话。
They avoid saying bad things to the other person, at least for a while.
他们暂时不说伤人的话。
But they are not obeying the second part of the command.
但是他们并不完全服从第二部分的指示。
They are not saying things to build the other person up.
他们不说鼓励对方的话。
Plus, if we are thinking bad things, they generally will come out later.
再加上，如果我们有坏的想法，毫无疑问，有一天，这个坏的想法会流露出来。
And they often come out explosively.
当这个坏的想法流露出来的时候，经常是爆发式的。
Then we have really shown ourselves to be impure.
在这个时候，我们会表明自己是不洁净的。
Paul continues with the topic of our speech in Ephesians 5, verse 4.
保罗继续在第五章第四节给我们讨论这个话题。
There should be no obscenity, no foolish talking, and no coarse or crude joking.
我们不应该有淫意，不应该说愚蠢的话，不说粗糙、粗野的玩笑。
Obscenity is behavior, including speech, which would be considered filthy or shameful.
淫逸的行为包括肮脏的、可耻的语言。
Although some people would not be ashamed at anything, others will rightly judge some actions as shameful.
虽然有些人对任何一件事情都不会感到羞愧，可是另外一些人会判断某些行为是可耻的。
They would think that a person should be ashamed of what they said.
他们会认为一个人应该为他所说的感到羞耻。
Would you be ashamed for someone to hear what you say?
你们会不会因为你说的而感到羞愧呢？
Would you want your parents to hear?
你会不会想你的父母听到你这么说话？
Would you speak that way in front of your children?
你会不会在你孩子面前这么说话呢？
Would you speak this way in the presence of Jesus?
你会不会在耶稣面前这么说话呢？
Years ago, we had a young man in the church where we worked.
好几年前，我们有一个年轻人在我的教会里面工作。
He sometimes used words which we considered filthy.
有些时候他用的语言我们认为是污秽的。
He didn't think so.
可是他并不这样认为。
Yet he didn't think that we should use those words from the pulpit.
可是他同意，在讲道的时候他不能那么说话。
He understood that there was something wrong with how he spoke.
他明白他说话的方式是有问题的。
But he was slow in making the change.
他虽然做出改变，可是他的改变是很缓慢的。
Foolish talking is best understood as that which a fool would say.
愚蠢的人，只有愚蠢的人会说愚蠢的话。
A fool talks as if there is no God, or at least no God who cares.
愚蠢的人会说没有上帝，或者他会说上帝不在乎我们。
A fool just speaks whatever comes to mind without thinking.
愚蠢的人会说不经思考的话。
The fool does not think how the words will be understood.
愚蠢的人不会考虑到别人怎么理解他的话。
There's no care whether it helps or hurts or helps.
他们不会关心他的话是不是会伤害到别人或者会帮助别人。
A person who talks too much is in danger here.
一个人说话说得太多，往往祸从口出。
The more a person says, the less time they have to think.
说得越多，思考的时间就越少。
And speaking without thinking is foolish.
不经思考的说话是愚蠢的。
Coarse or crude joking refers to jokes which try to be funny about things which should be personal and private.
无理的或者粗野的玩笑，往往把别人的私事当笑料。
This type of person is often considered witty and funny.
这种人常常被人们认为是机智的跟风趣的。
They seem to easily twist a statement or action into a different light, which gets a response from people.
他们很容易的扭转事实或者行为，来得到笑话的效果。
Such coarse joking often focuses on body parts and bodily functions.
这种粗野的笑话往往侧重于身体的某一部分，就是身体的缺陷。
Nothing in the joke truly lightens the heart, and it does not build up those who hear in any positive sense.
这种笑话听了以后会感觉到心里舒服，因为这种笑话是非常粗浅的，是没有意义的。
Such speech, Paul says, is not fitting.
这样的言论，保罗说不合宜。
It is totally out of place.
这是完全不合适、合适的。
We should replace such unfit speech with thanksgiving.
我们应该用感恩来替代这种不适宜的语言。
Give thanks to God.
感谢上帝。
This is the opposite of foolish talk because it acknowledges God and His good gifts.
这愚蠢的谈话刚刚相反，因为他承认上帝，接受上帝的遗物。
This is the opposite of coarse joking because it truly does lighten the heart and lifts those who hear to think of good things, to think of pure things.
这和粗野的玩笑是对立的，因为听完了以后感觉心里舒服，有积极的能量。
To the Colossians, Paul wrote, "You must rid yourselves of all such things as these." Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other.
在 哥罗西书第三章八到九节，保罗说，但现在你们要弃舍这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并口中污秽的语言，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去救人和救人的行为。
This adds another wrong pattern of speech to our list, and that's slander.
诽谤也是另外一种错误说话的方式。
Slander here refers to putting another person down or saying abusive things to or about them.
诽谤这里指的是消减别人，说别人的坏话。
For example, children might say, my teacher is stupid.
比如说孩子可能会说我的老师是笨的。
Adults might say, my boss or my coworker is stupid.
成人可能会说我的老板或者我的同事是愚蠢的。
Slander hurts many people.
诽谤伤害很多人。
It obviously hurts the person about whom is being spoken.
当然他伤害到被诽谤的那个人。
And it hurts the person who says it because it's wrong.
说话的人也被伤害，因为他说的是错的。
And it hurts those who hear it.
听的人也被伤害。
They get dragged down into the dirt with the slanderer.
他们和诽谤者一起被拉入污秽的泥潭。
When we hear something about another person, even if we don't believe it, the words go down into our hearts and minds, and they are hard to get out.
当我们听到别人的长短，即使我们知道是胡扯，这些话渗入我们的心灵，也难以脱身。
Proverbs 18:8, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels, that's tasty bits of food, they go down to a man's inmost parts.
箴言第十八章八节说，传舌人的语言如同美食，深入人的心腹。
That little bad thing we might have said about someone has gone down into another person's mind and heart.
说一点点别人的是非，能降低听者的神智和心灵。
Don't say bad things about others and don't listen to bad things about other people.
不要说别人的是非，也不要听别人的是非。
It might be easy for some to make light of these warnings. Is it really that bad to talk this way?
反而会问，这样说话真的是那么不好吗？
Now what's wrong with a little joking?
开个玩笑有什么不对呢？
If you look at the next verse in Ephesians 5, verse 5,
让我们看看以弗所书第五章第五节。
For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，只有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的，就和拜偶像的一样。
The more that we talk wrong, the more we show our character.
说话显示我们的性格，说是非话越多，本性就不正直。
If our talk is consistently impure, then we show that our character is impure.
如果我们的谈话是不纯净的，这就显示我们的性格是不纯净。
And you can be sure that no impure person has any part in God's kingdom.
你们可以肯定，没有任何不纯净的人属于神的国度。
That makes the way I talk very important.
所以，我们如何说话是非常重要的。
God wants us to be pure.
上帝要我们圣洁。
Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7, For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
在帖撒罗尼第四章第七节，神召我们，本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
God wants us to live together in purity.
神要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
God has called us to live a holy life, a life of purity, not impurity.
神要我们过圣洁的生活， 不是脏的生活。
Therefore, Paul says to the Ephesians, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
因此保罗在以弗所书第五章第十五节说, 你们要谨慎行事, 不要像愚昧的人,
we need
当像智慧人。
We need to be wise in how we speak.
我们必须明智地说话。
Our words should be pure.
我们的话应该是纯洁的。
The challenge to live a pure life is great, but we are not left alone to do it.
过圣洁的生活, 我们面临的挑战是很大的, 但是我们不是独自作战。
Every true child of God has the Holy Spirit.
神的每一个真正的儿子都有圣灵。
But we have also been joined by that one Spirit into one body so that we can grow together into Christ our head.
但是我们也加入一个圣灵,成了一个身体。 这样我们就可以一起成长为基督,我们的头。
It was intended that we work together to grow spiritually.
神要我们一起在属灵上成长。
Therefore, consider one another in what you say and do, help one another, and seek help from others.
因此,不论你说什么,做什么,考虑别人,互相帮助,寻求他人的帮助。
Amen.
Amen.